Makes sense.
Hey, great morning, my friends. Great morning, humans. Today we're going to make sense of the science, art, and philosophy of making sense. The intention of this particular episode is to arm and equip you with the basic language and understanding of this sense-making machine that's operating 24 hours a day and 7 days a week in that skull in your head. We also become aware of the fact that this sense-making machine has been programmed in large part by outside sources and forces and people, not necessarily by you. So let's begin by talking about something called brain awareness perception. We want to begin with a brief understanding and empower you with that of how this sense-making machine, the brain, works, and embrace what leading expert on childhood trauma, Dr. Bruce Perry, refers to as brain awareness perception. Dr. Perry recently co-authored a fantastic book, very, very much enjoyed it, got a lot out of it, and he did that with Oprah Winfrey, and that book was called What Happened to You? Highly recommend it. And it's a book that unpacks unresolved trauma and basically its impact on your childhood development and thus your program sense-making machine. That's what was fascinating about it for me. Always interested in everything that's happened before today. That has a dramatic impact on our perception of reality. So the idea behind brain awareness perception is simple in principle, yet complex in application. Dr. Perry speaks about this vast network that we're kind of all aware of immeasurable functions occurring all at once in the human brain that manifest in our conscious mind and thoughts, feelings, and all-around awareness of what it is that we call reality. In fact, that brain of yours has the ability to process between, some say, 40 to 70,000 thoughts a day. Of course, not all of those thoughts get absorbed and manifest as the thoughts and feelings that we actually perceive. Your sense-making machine somehow selects a few of those thoughts and feelings and tethers to them in its creation of what you consider your baseline determination of reality. Good day, bad day, happy, sad, depressed versus confident, all subconsciously chosen by this all-powerful Oz that's ironically sitting comfortably in the one place in the entire human body that's completely protected by bone. Must be important, eh? So let's talk about what I call your virtual reality suit. Now remember, this discussion, this episode, is about arming and equipping you with some language and some awareness of some things that are going on. This concept of brain awareness perception is just this first step in just recognizing what's actually manifesting and what's going on that's causing you to interpret reality as you are. Very, very important step. So virtual reality suit. As we move about our day, our brain is working with our five primary senses to perceive and process everything that we interface with. Now, when I say interface, I mean come into contact with, you know, whether you're doing it with any of those senses, you know, if you smell something, if you feel something, if you see something, if you hear something, those are all ways that we're interfacing. The end product is a highly effective description of what's going on. That's what your virtual reality suit is doing. It helps us stay away from things like harm. It helps us move towards pleasure and determine good from evil, all in conjunction with things like natural selection that are going on. For those of you that don't know, that means that only the strong survive. So not only are we building this virtual reality suit and this sense-making machine, but we're doing it having already been passed on through evolution, this thing called natural selection. So for the most part, it's important to recognize that our sense-making machine is very much in touch with our survival mechanisms. So our eyes do the seeing, our nose does the smelling, ears the listening, mouth the tasting, skin the touching. I like to refer to the five receptacles as our virtual reality suit, named after the realization that these five senses, as I said before, operate in the same way that a pair of virtual reality glasses or goggles work, almost like a VR virtual reality haptic suit. If you don't know what a haptic suit is there's another step of virtual reality where you're not just wearing goggles, but you're wearing a suit that gives you the sensation of the virtual reality that you're perceiving. listening. So in the VR world, we recognize that goggles and haptic suits are giving us what we call an artificially generated virtual experience, almost like a suggested experience that's just for the sake of experiencing. This sense-making machine, which is not a pair of goggles and it's not a haptic suit, it's actually you, it's your body, it's your five senses. This sense-making machine consists of your brain, which is something we can call for the sake of this conversation, mission control, and your five senses and receptacles, aka your virtual reality suit. So that's what your virtual reality suit is. It runs on autopilot. Like, you didn't know that that was running until we just started talking about it and became conscious of it. So it runs on autopilot and it's working its ass off, doing tons and tons of things as we speak. It's happening right now as you're listening to this podcast, and it's helping you make sense of this episode and my voice, the lessons that I'm teaching. So does that, all of that make sense? That's happening right now. So you just experienced by recognizing that what we call brain awareness perception. And now you have this other language and this other concept to acknowledge, and that's the virtual reality suit. Great. We know everything now, but here's where things get sticky. Where things get sticky is when we notice a glitch or a wrinkle in the matrix of this sense-making machine. And what I mean by that is, let's just for a second open up the idea that the sense-making machine perhaps might have faults and glitches, or as I said, wrinkles. Sometimes we hit a wall where we can't figure something out, where something doesn't make sense. That's what your sense-making machine is looking to do. It's constantly looking to make sense of things. So when this happens, our sense-making machine moves from DEFCON 1 to DEFCON 2, just to put some color to it. It experiences the thoughts and feelings associated with confusion, which are very much correlated with other feelings like frustration. You know what that feels like. So things get a little sticky when you become aware of that, and you become aware of this sense-making machine taking place and become conscious of two very important things. One, your sense-making machine is calling all of the shots. Part of brain awareness perception is to recognize that the perceptions and reactions and responses, all the shots, they're being made by this sense-making machine. And if you're unaware of that, then you're allowing it to call all the shots and you're not really having a say in it. You think you're having a say in it. So it's not only interfacing, analyzing, and creating perceptions, it's also making the decisions on how to react and respond to everything that we interface with. It's happening right now. Most often, without us being aware of it at all, it's running on autopilot. And for some reason, we've just been indoctrinated into this idea to trust it. Just allow it to happen. Brain awareness perception was Dr. Bruce Perry's way of explaining the act of becoming aware of all of this. Two, the second big distinction, and this is that potential wrinkle that you'll notice when you're overreacting, when you put your foot in your mouth, when you get triggered by something. Two, your sense-making machine has been programmed by outside forces and not necessarily by you. This is a power move in your life when you recognize it, and a big part of brain awareness perception that I've added to it. From birth, think about it. As your vulnerable brain is developing, all you're receiving and consuming, you're doing so from what I call your MFTPSE. MFTPSE, your mother, your father, your teacher, your preacher, society, and evolution. Now, if you break those down, you'll recognize that everything that your sense-making machine is perceiving, receiving, and analyzing and deciding on is information that you've gotten from your mother, father, teacher, preacher, society, and evolution. In an episode coming up called The Program, I'll dive deep into that. Most people understand mother, father, teacher, preacher, but when I talk about society, just to give you a little bit of an insight, I'm talking about everything you're consuming every day: social media, TV, news, books, podcasts. And then you have evolution, everything that's been paid forward and passed on to us. Things like natural selection and just what is right and what is wrong. If you're unaware of all of those things and you're unaware of your sense-making machine, that's why we say things like, we forgive you for you know not what you do. Now you know. All of that stuff has developed what is considered to be your baseline reality. So whatever you think is and isn't, now we're opening up this idea that maybe that is not what you think. It's what you've been taught. Or it's based on this baseline encyclopedia of how the world makes sense. So you learned what to do and what not to do. You consumed religious, political, and ethical belief systems. Where did you get them from? Did you come up with that idea on your own? Or have them been passed on to you? Now, as a disclaimer, not here to judge and label and give you my opinion on anything. I'm a sense maker, and I like to point things out. You make the decision. You learned what to do and what not to do. You consumed all of those things that we just discussed. You picked up concepts about relationships, sex, specific explanation of how to go through life and what it means to have a good life or a bad life, concepts about death, concepts about money and everything like that. However, all of those concepts were those of your programmers, your MFTPSNE, and not necessarily yours. In fact, when you think you are making your own decisions up, they are very much greatly being influenced by this program as well. So like I said, in a future episode called The Program, we'll go deeper into that. It's fascinating. In the grand scheme of things, this sticky wrinkle in the matrix of your sense-making machine and the unpleasant feelings associated with not understanding something or making mistakes or coming to the realization right now that you might not be in control can actually become a blessing, as they are the necessary obstacles that you are now realizing that you must take prior to this idea of reclaiming your control of your sense-making machine and reclaiming control as the creator of this illusion that you call life and reality. It's only when we practice this present time consciousness that we're going to do on this podcast. And that's why I recommend that we do this in the morning structure, because as you're listening to this podcast right now, you'll notice that you have not been thinking about all of the problems and stressors of your life. I've got your mind wide open and you're conscious about this concept. So it's a great idea to do it in your morning structure, even if you do it for a couple of minutes.
The Make Sense podcast is sponsored by the Make Sense Academy, co-created by both myself, Mika, aka the chicken, and the dragon. The Make Sense Academy is a live interactive community where like-minded, solution-focused, curious seekers of expansion gather daily in a mastermind setting with both chicken and dragon, where they have access to premium content, online courses, and powerful collaboration and networking, all for $24 a month. The Make Sense Academy and its members are solely responsible for funding the Make Sense podcast. So feel free to reach out to us at www.riseupwithdragon.com and check out the Make Sense Academy, risk-free, with a money-back guarantee. Now, back to the Make Sense podcast.
So it's only when we practice this present time consciousness around our sense making system that we can learn to place a pause. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. It validates this idea to put a pause on this programmed sense making machine that's going on and voluntarily step into this new space. I like to call it the eye of the storm. We'll go into that more later. Between that which we are interfacing with, the stimulus, and that which we perceive. You see, in that space, if you actually are aware of this, and you have to have brain awareness perception to understand the importance of this pause, it validates, hey, before I overreact and allow my knee-jerk reflex, I'm going to put a pause on this because that's what brain awareness perception tells me I should consider. In other words, the stimulus and our response to it, that we can have a fighting chance if we do this, to create our own perception and response. And one of the things that I'm very passionate about, and we'll speak a lot on this, is this idea that you might be thinking right now to disregard what it is that you typically think, your regularly scheduled program, and consider something else might be a foolish illusion. Like to just all of a sudden learn how to look at this as a good day rather than a bad day. I'm going to teach you how to do those things. That's how powerful your program is your program, which very often shows up in cahoots with your ego, is very often telling you not only to not do what I'm saying, but that it's stupid and it's foolish. You get to choose stupid and foolish in your life, my friends. Have you ever considered this as you go about your day? Think about this for a second. Ask yourself questions like, I wonder where I got that idea. Have you ever stopped to think about that? Or, I wonder why I think and feel that way. If you have, then you can understand the first step of this system and strategy that I've developed called the interface response system. Like I said, we're going to go into that. It's basically a four-part strategy to help you reclaim control of this sense-making machine. And that's going on all the time. And we're recognizing that it might be calling the shots. And might not be the shots that you want. And teach it over time. Reprogram it. See, that's what's cool about this virtual reality suit and this whole system, this sense-making system, is it's reprogrammable. You hear about concepts like neuroplasticity and things like that. We can actually teach it over time to work for us in connection with the dream life that we desire, not the one that's just being presented to us, rather than letting things just continue to happen to you. So we're going to go over all of that stuff in this series before we even get into any of the interviews. The interviews that you're going to hear in this podcast are going to be structured around getting the experts in various aspects of this whole thing that we're talking about to come in here. We're going to hear about AI. We're going to hear about communication psychology. We're going to hear tons of stuff about the case against reality in itself and simulation and getting distracted and accessing power of your brain. We've got great episodes coming your way. So we'll discuss all of that stuff. But for the sake of this particular episode and discussion regarding the acknowledgement, just the awareness of your sense-making machine, we're considering the value of learning to take an extra step in our daily interfacing with reality and simply pause. That's what I was talking about before. It validates this idea of simply pausing our regularly scheduled knee-jerk reflexive nature of our programmed sense-making machine and allowing ourselves. It's just a matter of allowing yourself to challenge the stimulus that you're perceiving and interfacing with your own thoughts, using things like logic and rationale. Now, you have to be careful because even logic and rationale have been built into this sense-making machine. People have taught you what logic is and rationale. So you have to have even pause those things rather than just letting that program system call those shots. This is what it looks like to both get out of your own way and reclaim control of your reality as the dominant force and shot caller and creator of your reality. It's as simple as practicing the insertion of a specific sound. And I'm going to teach you this. This is one of the most powerful moves you could ever make in your day. It's as simple as practicing the insertion of a specific sound that encompasses the pause that we've now validated of your program response and moves you into a space of curious contemplation. So think about what that means, to be in a space of curious contemplation, where you have the opportunity to use logic and rationale. That's the space. That's the eye of the storm. In that space, evaluate the stimulus or event in reference and in connection to our desired state, goals, and life. It sounds like this. Here's the sound. Huh. When you say, huh, now it's not, huh, it's, huh. It says this. Okay, I see, I feel, and I think. However, I'm going to consider other things like, is this even about me? Does this matter? Is this useful and in support of what it is that I want, need, or must have? Are the things that I think I need, must have, and want the things that I actually must have, want, and need? Or have I been persuaded to think that way as well? Just imagine how many times we get caught up in, distracted by, and triggered by the things that really don't matter. As a matter of fact, if you experience the frustrations of and anxiety and just confusions and anger that goes on all the time, typically you'll notice that you're focusing on trying to control something that's out of your control. Now, just imagine how powerful that is to just be aware of it, because now, the next time you feel those feelings and you say, huh, and slow the process down and think and become more conscious, you might say, you know what? He's right. I'm upset and trying to control something that's completely out of my control. Amazing stuff. Lots of wasted time as a result of our unconscious program doing what it thinks that it needs to do or what it's been programmed to do. I call it the power of hmm. And that's why this podcast's slogan is the things that make you go hmm. We're going to discuss a lot of those topics, but now you have that language and you have this, you're armed and equipped with this idea of what it means to say hmm. I was sitting in an airport one day, to give you an example, and I was having a cocktail, watching multiple TVs that were on above the bar. And a woman sitting next to me, who I've never met before, had a few drinks, and she was a little bit ahead of me, if you know what I mean. She started ranting to me about the newscast that was taking place on the TV up above us, in front of us, looking at it, because I typically don't watch TV. It was a story about the current president at that time, Donald Trump. FYI, I don't watch the news, and I don't have an opinion. She spent approximately 15 minutes telling me, I'm a perfect stranger to her, 15 minutes telling me how unhappy she was with him as a president. That was her side. And shared very explicative words describing her hatred and frustration for this man as a human. So after 15 minutes of me not saying anything and her talking to me, she decides to finally take a breather and a sip and ask me for my opinion. My only answer to her at that time was, huh, simply observing her behavior an obvious passion for the topic, but not judging her or not getting connected to anything, while not caring in the least about the topic as it had nothing to do with me. I actually didn't care about the topic, and it was out of my control and in no way, shape, or form was connected to my goals or the things that mattered most to me that day. She said, after I said, she said, right? And then I said again, huh. Now, this time I said it with a tone that implied confusion, so it sounded like, huh? She said, him, and she pointed at the TV. I said, what about him? She said, he's an asshole, right? I followed by saying, oh, I'm sorry, I've never met him. She got up and left. That's a great example and a true story of how insignificant a lot of the conversations we get into with others and ourselves can be. There's a famous saying that if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. I believe I first heard this from the late, great Wayne Dyer. What an amazing man. What we're talking about here is the first step to actually executing on this powerful concept. When people hear that idea of, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, they say, oh, yes, I love that. I so resonate with that. But almost nobody can execute on it. What we're talking about is the first step to actually executing on that powerful concept, bending your reality. The first step in changing the way you look at things is recognizing that there's a pre-programmed sense-making machine that controls how we look at things. Once you recognize the potential danger and all of the things that can go wrong and maybe get you distracted, connected with allowing that program, which is uploaded to your operating system, as we said, by others, your MFTP, S, and E, that may have very well not known what is best for you. They were just doing what they thought they should do by passing it on to you. It makes a ton of sense and validates the idea of placing that pause on that knee-jerk perception and reaction system and have a look at things in a more logical and rational fashion. Make sense? This being the first step of what I call the interface response system. There you have it. Episode 1 of the Make Sense podcast. You are now armed and equipped with the first tool in your belt as we claim more control of our sense-making machine, brain awareness perception, or perception in general, a better understanding and relationship of how it is manifested and where it's coming from. By understanding that what you see is, in fact, what you get. However, also understanding that what you see is what you've been programmed and conditioned to see that's leading to what you think you get. We're going to learn how to control what we see and reconfigure and reprogram our sense-making machine and our virtual reality suit to begin bending our reality to better suit our wants and needs. Have a great day.
Makes sense.